Welcome, everybody, to the Deep Thought Podcast. My name is Yusuf. Today, I'm joined with my co-hosts, Ümit.
Yup.
Emre.
Yo.
And Mert.
Yo.
I think Ümit's MIA.
I'm right here.
I just think we might have not heard it. I'm pretty sure it picked up on his side. Anyways, just a little technical issue, guys. Don't mind us.
Great podcast.
All right.
Best in the
great
world.
Great start.
So today we're just gonna, we don't have a specific topic as in structured. We're just going to be talking about the coronavirus. I know a lot of you probably already heard so many things on the news through friends, family, people you work with, if you're working. But we're just going to kind of talk about the coronavirus in terms of how it's affected us, particularly our areas, different places that we visited, and just things along that line, and just our daily observations. So does anybody want to start with something particular that they've seen maybe today or in recent times?
Yeah, I can.
I don't wear masks, bro.
I can start.
I'm just going to say it.
You don't wear masks? All
right, say it.
You do wear a mask?
Nah, I wear it because I have to.
Is that because you're painting, or is that?
No, just like in general, like when you go to stores, like Wawa and stuff. But I don't know. I just think the mask is. I mean, it's helpful. It's definitely helpful, but I don't think it's gonna like stop you from getting coronavirus.
Of course not. It's not going to stop at all, but it's about preventing as much as possible. Like, have you seen, like, the videos where people, like, cough with a mask on versus mask off? Like, yes, it still comes out, but it comes out a lot less if you're wearing a mask. So it's just trying to minimize the effects as much as possible is sort of the thought process. Obviously, you can't stop it completely. The only way you could probably stop a disease completely is with a vaccine. Like, and even then, like, right, like, we have a vaccine for polio, and people still get polio to this day. It's just sort of, you got to take the best precautions possible to sort of prevent it.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, these preventative measures of asking people to wear masks when they're outside and out in public, especially in stores, is very helpful. And I feel like it has helped in most areas. But however, I mean, if you guys, like I said, keeping up with the news, just was yesterday, was 75,000 cases, new cases?
New cases in one day. It's crazy.
I just think it's like when people wear masks, they think they're like invincible. And then like people wear masks and then they don't really wear it. Like they'll just like take it off and put it under their chin.
Oh yeah, and they constantly take it off. They constantly touch their face. They'll have it like under their nose.
I think the whole thing is like, like when you wear a mask, you're always constantly touching your face anyway, so it's like,
well, the point is, like, it's supposed to like stop you from being able to, like, it's not actually a benefit of it, but like you're wearing a mask, so like you won't be touching your mouth. Like if you think about how many times throughout the day you touch your face on a regular basis, it's a lot. But like having the mask, like you're touching the mask instead of your face. So in that sense, it's supposed to help.
Are
but like
though?
The problem is people are literally pulling it up and down without washing their hands and stuff. So if it's on your hands, you just gave it to yourself in a way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it really all that? Well, I don't know. Like, obviously the government's going to put like some sort of like precaution. Like, oh, you got to wear
masks. It's more effective than having nothing on. So I think that's the deal right there. Because it's already rampaging through the U.S. So you definitely want masks. But it's definitely interesting. Like, here, people have always been wearing masks, like, since the beginning. Like, people here took it very, here in Colorado, in Denver at least, people took it pretty seriously. And it's funny because, like, even though cases are spiking in so many states, Colorado's not spiking as much. And, like, restaurants are open right now. And, like, I went to a restaurant with my friend, right? And you have to wear a mask when you come in. But, like, when you're eating, you can't wear a mask. So it's interesting to sort of, like, think about that. Like, how effective is it? But, like, the amount of spacing they were putting between tables was so much. Like, this was a restaurant that had maybe 40 tables, and only, like, 10 of them were available. And they were, like, scattered really far apart. So I was, like, nowhere near anyone else when I was eating. And we didn't even have like a waitress come take our order. They had like this piece of paper, and you could scan the code with your phone and order through your phone, and then they would bring it to you. So it's like they did whatever they could to minimize contact. It was really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how they didn't have the waiters and waitresses come directly up to you guys. But I feel like you said this is indoors, correct?
Yeah, it's indoors.
I still feel like it would be best if it was outdoors because of because you're not confined in the room, however large it is. So like if someone was to have it and
Thing
not
is,
be not
like,
aware of it, they
to me, the
would.
thing is, like,
Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, people are already, when you go on the beach, you don't have to wear a mask, you don't have to do anything. And then, there's also the thing where it's like, we don't know how long it's going to take for them to actually get a vaccine out. Or, like, so we could be living like this for a very long time. I just don't think it's, like,
I
sustainable.
mean,
People are just going
here's the
to
problem
get tired
though.
of
Like,
it.
if we took it seriously and we stayed locked down, it wouldn't be like this. Like, for example, in Germany, right? It's so much better there. Like, they're opening everything up. New Zealand has no more cases. Like, the coronavirus is gone from there. They have no more. And they're just being careful who comes in. Like, you have to quarantine beforehand and everything. Like, they're really shutting down like immigration, but like it's done. Like, for them, the coronavirus is completely done. Like, they're in the bars. They're back to normal life. Like, if we took it seriously for the first like 2, 3 months, like we would be in a much like now we're at a point like there's so many cases. We're at a point like people are like, well, you can't do anything about it. There's so many cases now. Like, everybody, like if you're getting 70,000 new cases a day, like you're kind of like too late to like quarantine at that point. Like, so that's the problem. Like, if we had stuck to it in the beginning, had everyone masked, everyone quarantining like Europe did or like New Zealand, then we would be opening up properly. Like, if you look at the curves, like our curve was starting to go down but didn't go down just yet, like to the point that Europe was, and then now we're just skyrocketing, whereas all of them are like having almost no cases. Like, they'll maybe have 10 new cases a day or 40 new cases a day. I mean, we're at 70,000 a day. So it's a huge
You just have too
difference.
many idiots in the US, dude. You can just see people like protesting masks and stuff. It's like, what are you doing?
They can't breathe, Merchan. It's clearly a medical condition.
They all have apparently medical conditions now and stuff. I'm like, what? Like,
Do you know?
there's people with real problems out there and they're just complaining about nothing. It's
Do you know how
insane.
rampant asthma is in America, Merchan? They all have
Freaking
asthma.
Karens, man.
Every
Karen.
single
Typical
person.
Karens.
Yo, you can't say that word, bro. We're gonna
I guess you
get.
could
Oh,
I
my
guess
bad,
you
my
could
bad. We're
I
gonna
guess you could
cancel
kind
it.
Is that a racial slur now?
Nah, anyone could be a Karen.
don't think
Just
so,
now,
dude.
you
It
just
takes a
now.
special type of person.
I mean, yes, like you have to be a certain kind of person, but like technically could be anyone could be that type of person.
You're underestimating Karens, bro.
Emma has seen the true power of a Karen.
Have you met a, actually have any of you met a Karen so far?
An actual Karen?
And like one of
Honestly,
those
no,
people,
I haven't.
I not some
mean,
as a waiter, not like someone named Karen, but like someone acting like
actually,
that.
I have.
Kind of, yeah.
When I worked as a waiter, definitely. Plenty of Karens.
So, when I was working at Burlington Stores, there was a lady. She had come with, I think, two of her kids, and she had like a whole cart full of clothes, and she was telling me, these like the clothes are supposed to be on discount or on sale, and I said, "Oh, miss, no, these don't have the discount tag on them, so they're not subject to the discount." And then I was telling her at the same time while pointing to the signs that it's supposed to be a red tag, like the default tag is white, and she was complaining so much about it, and then she made me call my manager over, and my manager came. And he just like immediately was like, "What's going on?" And I explained to him the situation, and then he was just like, "Okay." And then he's like, "Best I can do is 30% off." Like, I as a worker didn't even get 30% off of anything, and so like I was just like, this man immediately said, "Oh yeah, sure, you got a discount, I don't care," and then just gave like probably $200, $300 worth of merchandise with for 30% off.
Jeez.
So yeah, I mean, that's probably like that is the only time I've ever encountered anyone that was like, "Let me speak to your manager."
They're just so annoying to deal with that it's just like, just let them have what they want.
Nah, bro, you can't.
Otherwise,
but
just
should
throw
we though?
In,
should we allow this
we
kind of?
We definitely shouldn't.
We shouldn't be encouraging this kind of behavior of like
definitely
just
not,
because
but...
like the thing is like the customer is always right. I feel like people misinterpret that. It's that you should, yes, make your customer happy and make sure that they feel like they're valued. And those are like very important factors when running a business. But the thing is, like, when you're giving in to people to like the smallest and pettiest things, then like the next person is going to come and want something even or make a complaint about something even smaller and even more petty. And it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And it's like this whole, like, I mean, for lack of a better term, this whole Karen culture is going to start picking up speed and everyone's going to be taking advantage of a lot of these companies. Granted, I mean, I highly doubt like a huge company like Burlington Stores is going to really go bankrupt or, you know, have their wallet hurt just because there's a 30% off on, you know, a few transactions. But still, like, it could snowball really quickly,
I mean,
in my opinion.
The big issue with that is you're reinforcing their behavior. Like, they complain, they whine, they get angry, and then you're giving them what they want. So it tells them, like, if I whine, then they get what they want. So, of course, they're going to keep doing it. Like,
yeah, that's how it works, dude.
Yeah.
People are afraid of confrontation.
They are.
So they just intimidated and then go on with that. It's just annoying.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
remember,
I usually... Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember when I used to be a waiter, like, there was this one couple that would come in. It's a woman and a guy. And this woman was just the most verbally abusive person I've ever met as a waiter. Like, she would yell at her boyfriend and, like, just call him names, tell him he's worthless and stuff. Like, it was crazy. And, like, she made every waitress, like, every single waitress had served her at one point, she made every single one of them cry. Every single one of them left crying after serving her. She would complain about everything and, like, say, like, and, like, for example, right, when she comes in, she needed fresh coffee. We have this big machine that would make coffee for, like, 100 people. And she'd be like, I need it fresh. I can't have it from that machine. Like, I need a brand new cup, right? You can make a new cup for her. You give it to her, and she's like, this is not a new cup. You're lying to me. You think I'm stupid?
Why don't you guys just kick her out of the restaurant?
So, like, finally, like, I took her, right? Like, I would take her because, like, I just didn't put up with it. Like,
damn.
Like, these female waitresses would all...
down the lawn.
Literally, all these waitresses were crying, and she came in again, right? And literally, all of them said, Umit, please take it for us. So I took them, and, like, they're trying to... I'm like, nope, it's brand new. I was like, there's nothing else I can do. I can't make it any newer. It literally just came out. I was like, so what would you like to eat? You know, like, I wasn't putting up with it. I wasn't dealing with it. They, like, I gave them the food. They wanted, like, a discount. I'm like, you finished most of your food. We can't give you a discount. And she was like, I want to speak to your manager. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And, like, I was, like, good friends with the owner. So it's like, any complaint she made against me, the owner wasn't going to take seriously. Like, he was this Egyptian guy. And, like, I don't know. He just, like, had a very high – I think it's because we were both Muslim. So,
damn.
Like, I had, like, unfair advantage in the situation.
Damn,
where,
bro.
where, like, he took my –
brotherly love.
He put – like, he kept me at a very high standard. So, like, when I talked about it, he's like, no, we're not going to give them a discount. And then, like, she started to make a fit, and he banned her from the restaurant, like, when she made a fit. But, like, up until that point, everyone else served them. And she complained and left everyone crying. Like, every little thing she would complain about. Eggs like this, just so she would get a discount. And she would, like, and when she's complaining, it's not just about the food. She's like, are you stupid? Why would you bring something like this to me? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you should be in a mental institution. Like, you clearly can't
what
be a server.
Fuck?
Like,
crazy.
This
she's
woman
just
was,
like,
was, like, out of control.
How do you have the mentality to do that on a daily basis,
bro,
just constantly
probably,
being toxic?
She probably
it's
doesn't
insane,
give a shit anymore.
Dude.
And like her,
she's probably gone through it herself.
And it's crazy because her boyfriend like was like catering.
Wait,
to
how
her.
Old? Wait, how old was she?
Probably like late 30s, early 40s, maybe late 40s.
Really?
Like, around there.
I was expecting older.
No, but like her boyfriend would like drive the car up to like the entrance so she wouldn't have to walk to the car and stuff. Like it was crazy. But that's, like, the biggest Karen I ever met. Like, there were some old people that would complain and say stuff. Things took too long. But, like, I don't know. To me, like, you just apologize, you move on, like, it's whatever. There wasn't a big issue, but that was the only one where it was like a repeat offender. She would always complain about the food every time. So, like, finally, I told the boss, like, because, like, people tell the manager, and the manager would brush it aside and be like, look, she'll be gone, don't worry about it. But she kept coming back. So instead of going to the manager, I just went to the owner, because he's up there at the front too. And I was like, look, this woman keeps coming in every single time she complains. She gets her food for free constantly. And so the boss is like, look, if you hate our food every single time you're here, don't come back. That's it. And it's like, done.
That's all you gotta say, man.
Yeah. Exactly. You can't just put up with these people. Customer's
always right.
Fuck that. Customer's always right. Like, reinforcing it literally will just have them keep constantly going back to that behavior and being childish.
Emra, what was the situation where you met a Karen?
I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head, I don't think I've had, like, that bad of a situation before. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure, like, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I've definitely seen them around, but, like, it's just, I don't think I've had, like, a personal experience that, like, I remember.
Okay, you mean, like, you've seen them, like, clarity. On social media mostly, or, like, in person?
Well, you see them in person, but you, like, forget about it. Like, you don't really, like, pay attention.
What about you?
Or it's not, like, Mert. Yeah. Mert probably has one from Diner.
I mean, like, nothing, like, major like you, Emmett.
Yeah,
but
you're lucky.
It's just, like, it's just the typical stuff. Just complaining about random stuff, trying to get stuff for free.
Yeah, you joined the restaurant
I have
after
nothing, like,
that lady got banned.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to deal with it.
Yeah. Like, I had nothing, like, major in terms of meeting a Karen. But I've seen, like, everything online constantly. Yeah,
it's crazy. And it's so funny that they're printing out these cards, like, saying I'm legally can't wear a mask because of a medical condition. I don't have to disclose this medical condition.
It's honestly entertaining watching the videos of Karens. I mean, not gonna lie. Like, I love watching how stupid they could be.
When I saw that that health card or whatever that official card is saying that they don't have to legally wear a mask, I was like, I'm like thinking to myself, this is the dumbest thing you could think of. Like, why would you think this is gonna work? That card is like, it wasn't like any type of official document from the government. These people literally printed it out and laminated it themselves.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing, like, the American Disabilities Act does, like, afford you, like, if you do have a disability, right, you have to be reasonably accommodated for your disability, and you don't have to tell them what your disability is. You just have to say how it impedes you. So, like, that's the loophole they're trying to use to get by it, by saying, I have a problem where I can't breathe with the mask on. That's why I can't wear a mask. But, like I said, without reasonable accommodation, like, you'll see a lot of these videos where they'll say, okay, we can shop for you. Just give us your your list, and then you can pay for it after we bring it to you, right? And they're like, no, I need to go in the store myself. I have to buy something, and I don't want you to know, right? That's where it no longer follows. Like, even if they had a disability and it was a legitimate thing, it no longer is protected, because they just have to give you reasonable accommodation. If they'll shop for you and do it for you and bring it to you, that's considered reasonable accommodation.
Yeah, it's interesting. And on the topic of the disability and having, you know, accommodation for you, when I was working at the hotel, there was this lady that she would come every, I think, like, once a month, something like that, because her mom or her great aunt was hospitalized, and she had a dog with her and said that it was a support dog. And mm-hmm. like, none of us knew really the exact laws on it, because, like, I was curious myself. So I asked my manager, I'm like, well, you know, what are we supposed to do? Because we actually aren't a pet friendly hotel. We don't allow anyone to bring any kind of pets. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, but if you have a support dog, then any business has to allow your pet in with you. It's illegal to deny them to entry because of that. And when we were looking it up, only what kind of dogs was it? It was like dogs that help you if you're a blind person or if you're deaf, just where they physically help you out in any way, or if you have, like, some sort of medical condition like seizures and epilepsy, something like that. Those are covered under the Disabilities Acts. But this lady, she was saying that her dog was an emotional support dog, which is not covered at all. Like, even the act they were reading specifically said emotional dogs are not considered protected under the law. And the thing was, like, she wasn't causing any issues, and she had a pretty small dog, and she would always, you know, take care of it and make sure that the dog stepped outside and whenever he had to do his business, and didn't really make a fuss at all. Like, I don't even think I've ever heard the dog bark at all, so no one complained about any noise. So we just kind of let it go. So I feel like even if, like, you are, like, a customer, and even if you're doing something that's technically against the company's policies, as long as you're, like, a nice person and you're not really making a fuss out of anything, then no one's going to really make an issue, you know, on the company side. Like I said, I didn't care. My manager didn't care, as long as there was no complaints from any of the customers. He's just like, yeah, as long as everyone's happy, then I'm happy. And then he just went about his day. So I feel like that's how everyone should be handling it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, like, there's certain things where an emotional support animal does apply with, like, the ADA. Like, for example, if you're applying for housing, like an apartment and stuff, and they say, like, no pets allowed, and you have an emotional licensed emotional support animal, they have to let the animal in, even if the apartment complex says no pets allowed. Like, there are certain scenarios where it is covered, like an emotional support animal is covered. So you have to be careful with that, like, because it's like Title I emotional support animals are covered, but not for Title II or Title III scenarios. And so I don't know specifically, like, what staying in a hotel follows under which title. But, like, for example, for actual housing, it does fall under Title I. So, like, for housing, you have to comply when you give someone housing.
Yeah, I think since it's not, it's only temporary housing, that it wouldn't fall under that. But, yeah, I mean, we obviously strayed very far away from latest coronavirus news and what we've been observing. So just to get us back on track real quick. So I go to Wawa still to grab food, you know, get gas, whatever it is. And whenever I'm in the store, you know, I'm sure everyone has seen these. There's stickers on the floor, you know, says 6 feet apart, or just signs telling you to keep your distance. And, like, I mean, I understand the dangers of the coronavirus and the spread of it, but, I mean, I don't really follow the 6 feet rule.
Nobody does.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I was going to say, too. Like, I don't, and the people that I see at Wawa, none of them keep their distance either. I mean, I try to, like, make sure I don't touch anybody, but I'm not, like, making sure I'm 6 feet apart. Like, if I got to pass in between two people and there's, like, maybe 3 feet of space, like, I'll move past them, but I'm gonna make sure I don't touch them.
Can we just talk about the maniacs that drive with a mask on?
Maniacs that drive? What's wrong with driving with a mask on?
What do you mean by that?
I drive with a mask on sometimes. Because I just forget to take it off after I get out of, like, the gas station.
All right, that's different, but, like, I've driven with a driver, mask on. I'll see multiple people just driving with the bat, like, fully masked on.
I mean, maybe they just forgot. Like, you never know.
I mean, if they have passengers, too, yeah, like... They could be an Uber driver, Lyft... I took an Uber and they had a mask on.
Well, so. Uber's different.
Well, how do you know Uber, like, that's not an Uber ride?
I mean, yeah, but you don't know everyone's experience.
Nah, bro, I can see through cars, so.
So, hello? You guys don't know this right now, the listeners, but we have an uninvited guest. midway through our podcast session,
and he better turn on his recording if he's going to join.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he should hop off right now.
Wait, he's playing government video and audio.
All right. We'll just ignore that. You guys are probably not going to hear that, the listeners. But like I said, Mendy just joined. I don't know what he's doing. So we're just going to... What?
Yeah, Mendy.
Yeah.
All right, see you later. He joined in the middle of work, and then he said, hey, I'm working, and then he left. okay.
That was a special cameo. Yeah,
that
Mendy,
no one's going to hear. So
because he didn't record his own.
Oh, yeah, true.
We'll post-edit that in.
So here's the thing I noticed here in Colorado. It's like people are doing pretty good at the distancing, like, at the grocery store, I noticed like people are following it and everything. They're not following, like, we have directional arrows that says like go up for this aisle, down for this one. Like, nobody follows that. But I would say in general, people are like keeping their distance. Obviously, if you're passing by each other, you're not keeping 6 feet. But like when you're lined up or like standing still, people are keeping 6 feet apart. The one area I noticed here that people are not wearing masks or really caring so much about social is when they go hiking. Like, I went hiking with my friend the past couple days, and like we went to this lake and we went to another place to go hiking, and literally maybe out of like 300 people we saw, maybe like 20 of them were wearing masks. And it's like, it's a trail, so everyone's going in the same direction, so like some people were like getting way too close instead of like staying far apart and without masks on. I guess people think like, I'm in nature, we're outside, we're not gonna get sick or something, I don't know. But that's definitely something I noticed, is hiking, people are not, and I can understand not wanting to wear a mask while hiking. Like, it's crazy hot here and you're doing a physical activity, so the mask can be tiresome and bothering. But
yeah, I don't know about that. I would not wear a mask in the park, just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you're not that close to people when you're hiking outside.
The difference is it's not a park. It's like, it's a trail. So it's like you're going between like trees. There's a small path. Like, everyone's pretty close together. It's not like this flat open park where you can walk wherever you want.
I mean, not everyone's walking like together constantly.
Everyone's holding hands, dude.
Like, you pass by people every now and then. I mean, I don't know how your experience
is. America.
That's
how I normally think
about it. It's a free country. Then why do I have to pay for so many things?
Damn.
Nothing's free.
It's a free country, but nothing's free.
America's free country, but nothing's free.
It's like free country with a little asterisk star at the top. Like, terms and services may apply. Like,
right. And like, the terms and services are written in a way that you can't understand unless you hire someone to explain it to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes this country great, dude.
Laws are written in legalese, not English.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do?
A lot of things.
You gotta get good sometimes.
Everyone's just gotta get their freedom level up. So yesterday, with the 75,000 people that got infected, do you guys think that we might be able to see 100,000?
We could,
it's all,
dude.
Big numbers, bro. Inflated by the government subsidies.
Subsidies for what? These viruses? Subsidizing the virus.
Do you even know what you're saying, dude?
Bro, government is giving hospital money if they count a patient as a coronavirus patient. So they're like,
they get money no matter what they count the person as. That's just,
if the patient dies and it's a coronavirus death, they get like $35,000 per patient.
That was proved not true. Like,
I don't know, bro.
The reason people, like, the reason this statistic came out, right, where, oh, if you say they have coronavirus, you get paid more, is because the treatment for coronavirus is so extensive that it's expensive. So they get reimbursed a lot for it.
Oh, my bad. I don't think it's because if they die from coronavirus. I think if they use, what were the machines called?
The
ventilators. If they use the ventilator, they get, like, 35 grand or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Because, like, ventilators are very, like, costly to operate and everything. Like, it's not, and you know how like intrusive it is to put someone on a ventilator. You're not putting someone on a ventilator unless they need it. Like, they're literally sticking a tube down your throat to make you breathe, because you can't breathe on your own without it. Like, that's the purpose of a ventilator. Like, and that's why they get so much money back, because like you have to replace a good number of the parts of a ventilator before you can reuse it, just for health concerns with like coronavirus. Like, you stuck this down someone's throat that has the virus, you can't stick it down somebody else's. So like they had to replace a lot. So yeah, it's very costly. And so that's why they get so much money back for it. But like,
I'm saying, like, there's a lot of incentive.
Right, but you're not gonna put someone on a ventilator that doesn't need it, because like you have to pretty much make them unconscious before you stick the tube down their throat.
Bro,
right?
They don't care.
I mean, I think like you'd get into a lot of legal lawsuits.
How do you know that? Like, that's the thing.
Bro, they don't. Bro, when's the last time you've been in a hospital?
When's the last time you've been in a hospital?
2 weeks ago, I was in the hospital.
I was in a mental hospital 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Does that count?
Wait, that does not count because mental hospitals don't treat coronavirus.
No, like I was, so I thought I was, I had the coronavirus at one point, so I went to the hospital and like I had to get tested and stuff. So I saw the whole process and like I was in the area where they had other suspected corona patients. So I saw someone that had like the tubes and stuff and like it did not look fun. Like that did not look like something they would give anyone.
Imagine being put on a ventilator. Like do they like put you under anesthesia before they put the tube down your throat?
Yes, they have
to. Like, I don't know. Can you wake up in the middle of that? Like, have the tube.
Yes, you do wake up with the tube in you, and like it's the only way you're breathing. Like, they only put the ventilator.
Dude, screw that.
They only
dude,
put the ventilator if you're at the point that you can't breathe properly on your own. Like, it's a last stitch effort. Like,
and unfortunately, yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy how, like, you literally have this tube going from. Just from like your throat all the way down to your lungs.
Yeah.
Like if I wonder if you can feel all that. Do we have like the nerves in our esophagus to feel that?
I don't. Like I think you can feel that there's something like because right you can feel if you get food stuck in your throat or something like to a certain extent you can feel if something's there because like your body has natural responses like if you're choking and stuff if there's something there, mm-hmm. but like you're not gonna feel it like. In the middle of your lung or something, like you'll feel it in your throat.
Oh, and another thing is, if you're on a ventilator, they probably have another tube alongside that to feed you because that tube takes up a lot of the space. So you can't like chew and swallow. So they would have to have another tube going down to your stomach to feed you liquid foods. That's crazy, man. I would never wish that upon my worst enemy to be put on a ventilator. That sounds completely, you know. Like it's a completely terrifying experience.
So it's interesting because like there's something that's even better than a ventilator that is found to be like better at saving people's lives. But like, for example, in the UK, I want to say there's only 6 of these machines. Like, for example, when the Prime Minister Boris Johnson got coronavirus, he was put on one of these machines. And
of course,
and yeah, of course, like it's reserved for the rich and like extreme cases because there's only like 6. And so, but it literally stimulates blood flow throughout your whole body, like through the oxygen flow throughout your whole body, instead of just like the ventilator sort of just like pumps oxygen into your lungs and like stuff that like this really stimulates the whole process. And so, like,
so it's not like a tube.
I mean, it is a tube, but it's more intensive, like it's. It does more than just a regular tube. And so, like, it like the survival rate on that is much higher than on a regular ventilator. The problem is, like, it's so expensive and there's so few of them that you just can't use it for everyone. So, like, Boris Johnson was one of the lucky ones that got to use it. And I'm sure, like, any of these, like, stars that have it are also get to use these, whereas most common people just get ventilators.
Imagine if the coronavirus happened during like the polio epidemic times, like when polio was rampant. Like people who would be also like polio patients and coronavirus patients would probably be put alongside each other inside the iron lung. That machine looks completely scary.
I mean, you wouldn't need an iron lung for the coronavirus, but
why not?
It's just not it. The iron lung just wouldn't benefit as much as it does for polio. But like, here's the thing: like the coronavirus wouldn't spread as much as it does now. Back then, like. People didn't travel as much. It wasn't as easy to get a flight.
That's a good point.
Like the globalization, like we might not have even like gotten the virus from China if we were back then, right? Like globalization back then was so much less than it is today. A lot of these epidemics, like the Spanish flu, for example, is like the last biggest one that happened to this. The reason like it spread so much was because we were at war and it also started in the U.S., but, like, being at war and in those scenarios is what allowed it to spread around the world. Like, because you had U.S. soldiers going to these other countries to fight and spreading it there. But that definitely started here in the U.S., so.
Yeah, I was reading something online about how people were talking about how the coronavirus is called the Chinese coronavirus because it came from there. And they were citing stuff like, oh, but look at the Spanish flu, like, where do you think that came from? And then someone else was like citing like it Kansas. It came from Kansas. It's just that Spanish researchers were the first ones to discover the flu or whatever it was.
Yeah, they did the most intensive testing, so that's why people are like, "Oh, it's the Spanish flu," but it originally came from Kansas.
Where's Spain now, when we need them the most?
How did it start though? Like in Kansas, like what caused it?
With, like the meat supply or something. Like it started in, like this meat factory, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
It was probably improper sanitization techniques. Like they probably didn't properly clean their the meat and the animals that they were slaughtering.
Interesting. Isn't that how like the coronavirus started as well? Like a meat factory.
There's a
or
lot
something?
Of speculations. Like I mean, obviously there's extreme and there's more moderate.
Lab.
Yeah, like what I'm gonna say. The most extreme ones are, you know, claims that it was manufactured in a controlled laboratory in China in Wuhan. And some other people are saying it came from people eating bats. Like, I mean, no, I don't think anyone really can tell you for 100% where it came from. Because, one, the Chinese government is very, strict about releasing any sort of sensitive information. And, two, it's, like, it happened, wasn't it in a rural village or something where it started? I don't think it was in a city, was it?
I mean, it started around the rural Wuhan region, so we don't know specifically, but we don't even know specifically like 100% which animal it was. Like there's been debates on whether it was a bat or a pangolin, and like nobody knows for certain, but they think it was because of the open air markets is where it first spread.
The exotic markets, right?
Yeah, the open meat markets that they have there.
Yeah, like I've seen photos and videos of tourists and whatnot going to these open meat markets, open air markets. Like none of that looks like sanitary at all. They literally have all kinds of meat hanging and just sitting next to each other with like no dividers, no separation. Like there's flies and, you know, bugs just flying around it. That does not look appetizing at all. I don't know why anybody would want to go and buy their meat from there.
I think it's just like in poor areas, so like they don't have a choice.
There's no refrigeration. And so
that's a good point too. Yeah.
The benefit of these open air markets is they kill the animals right there. So like you buy a chicken, they chop it up right there and they give it to you.
Yeah, it's fresh.
So it's like it's super fresh, so you don't have to refrigerate it or anything, like because they don't have that, and then you just cook it right away. So that's the one problem. Like a lot of people said, we need to like shut down all these open air markets in China and ban them and stuff. But the problem is, this is how a lot of people get their food in the whole world. Like China's not the only place that has these open air markets. Like any place that doesn't have proper refrigeration has these markets, because you have to eat food fresh. You don't have a choice.
Dude, they just need to do what the Eskimos did. Just chop up some ice blocks and put it in a box.
Is that what they did?
I don't know. It was something like that. I think that's what people, not just Eskimos, but that's what people in like colder climates would do. They would go as far north, like towards like a lake or a river, and then they would take a lot of ice, and they would take it back to their property, and they would dig a huge hole, like probably like 6, 7, 8 feet down, and then they would put all of their ice there, stockpile it, and then cover it up. And then throughout the year, they would keep digging different stockpiles up, and then use that to keep a lot of their meat and other food refrigerated.
I mean, those were like ice boxes, like, you know, the coolers we have nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
Like back in the day before they had electricity, you would put ice in the box and then put your meat in there too, and just let it sort of, you know, it take a long time to melt. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like I think a lot of them, it was like a special kind of ice. I can't remember what it was. It was like some sort of like glacier type ice. I might be completely wrong on that, but it was like a specific ice that like took longer to melt.
There used to be an ice man, actually.
An ice man?
Yeah, he'd come around and deliver you ice.
Oh, ice man. Okay. That reminds me, in Turkey, when there was the, like when I was younger, there would always be like, like a truck for whatever it was. Like it would be some guy that's coming around selling vegetables. There'd be a guy collecting scrap metal. There'd be like another guy that's selling like clothes or whatever. Like they would literally drive the store up to your house. which, I mean, it made sense during the time. Nowadays, it's very rare to find it. You probably find it more in, like, the rural areas. Don't and even just, those places nowadays have more stores that they can really go to.
Don't they just bring it to the weekly markets nowadays?
Yeah, that too. They call it the bazaars or yeah. Bazaar. Yeah, that they do that too. I don't know why they wouldn't have done that when I was there.
I don't know. That's why I was surprised. Like anywhere I've been, like every once in a while, this truck would come like on an odd day, like with watermelons or something. Typically,
those are amazing.
Is what I saw. But generally, like you just get it at the weekly bazaar.
I think it's for them to like make a profit real quick, instead of like having different competitors at the bazaar.
That's true. Yeah, because if it's like if you're busy, especially if like you're a mother that has like multiple kids, or someone that just really doesn't have the time to go out to the market, then you would be more inclined to purchase from the guy driving by on the truck with the food, rather than go out and shop for it. So it's right there, it's ready for you. You're just gonna buy it right off the bat, rather than waste your time. And like the trucks, I don't know if you guys remember any of this, but the guys would have like speakers too. And then they would be saying like what they're selling, like they're selling like watermelon. They'd be like, watermelon, 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 in Turkish, obviously. And like yeah. The thing is, like I would never know what the guy was selling. I would literally have to wait for the guy to stop and look at it, because like the speakers are so bad. It was like so much static. It was like a broken radio or something. I don't know what they were using, but it was intelligible. Like I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah, I just remember, like, the only part I could understand was the price. They'd be like, $3 for $10, $3 for $10. Or
10. Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That was the only part I could understand, never what they were actually selling.
I love the, I love how they're still doing simiches.
Oh, the simiches. Like at the pazar. Turkish pastry.
Bagel.
Kind of. It's not
no,
a bagel.
It's a bagel.
It's more like a pretzel than a bagel.
I mean, it's like a breed between pretzel and bagel. What's the difference between a pretzel and a bagel, honestly? Like, they're both made out of bread. Like, that's it. They're just in different shapes.
I think it's a different kind.
But I think the only differentiator is that simits have sesame seed.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
So the difference is bagels are boiled in water and pretzels are boiled in an alkaline solution.
The fuck?
So it's dough that's boiled in different things.
God damn, I didn't know that. I didn't even know pretzels were boiled in water.
Yeah, that's how you cook the dough.
I thought they were just like oven-baked dough.
Nope. They're boiled.
Speaking of Turkey, are they one of the countries that... Yeah, I was going to say, is Turkey one of the countries that barred U.S. from entering?
No. Funny enough, there was a photo I saw of countries that barred the U.S., and there was like four countries that did not bar the U.S. It was Mexico. Turkey was one of them.
Why not Mexico? I thought I read somewhere that Mexico was planning on doing that. I thought they already
planning, but they didn't yet.
Yeah, who else was there?
And there was some country in Africa. I'm trying to like remember the map. Maybe it was Kenya.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like 95% of the world is not allowing any U.S. Outgoing.
I mean, for good reason, dude.
Well, yeah, obviously, because U.S. is having the highest number of daily cases out of anybody in the world,
and nobody's taking it here seriously compared to everyone else.
Yeah, like I know this one guy was saying, it was like on a Twitter feed or something. The guy was saying, well, it's like I can travel wherever I want. Like, what are you going to do, stop me? And this guy commented, replying, saying, yeah, that's why they have customs, you idiot. like, what are people like this guy think he's going to be able to do?
You know, those are typically the types of people that are like, you can't come to my country illegally. You know, now this guy is completely in favor of illegal immigration and illegal travel.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to like...
Only when it benefits him.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, even if the country allows the airplane to actually, enter the airspace and land, you're not going to be taken, inside through the customs and into the airport, you're literally going to be stopped, probably kept on your airplane, and most likely turned around and have the airline go back to wherever they came from.
Yeah, they'll probably be sent back.
Yeah. Like, I don't think any flights are even going to leave the U.S., really, to go to anywhere outside the country. Like, you probably find, like, cargo flights, but that's about it.
It's Tanzania in Africa that allows it. Tanzania, Serbia, Turkey, some islands in the Caribbean, Croatia, apparently. But Croatia's in the EU, so unfortunately they're not allowed to.
Allow anybody?
They're not supposed to allow anybody being in the EU, but that's kind of up to them. And United Arab Emirates are the countries that you can still go to.
I wonder why those countries are allowing it. Do you think maybe they're just in the process of
they'll have their own reasons.
I mean, well, yeah, but do you think that like maybe they're in the process of doing some sort of like, you know, precautionary measures? Whether it's like maybe setting up proper quarantine points, maybe.
So in UK, you're required to quarantine for 14 days. If you break quarantine, you're fined. The United Arab Emirates says you have to have taken a COVID-19 test within 96 hours and get a negative test to get on the flight. Turkey does a thermal screening upon arrival. And if you have higher temperature, you have to take a test. And if you test positive, you're forced to quarantine.
I know at one point, wasn't Turkey only allowing citizens to come back?
Yes, most countries were. I mean, you're required to take your citizens back. Like, you can't bar your own citizens from entering the country.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
That'd be kind of weird. But yeah, so a lot of different places are. Yeah, like all the islands, like St. Lucia, St. Barts, are requiring that you produce a negative COVID-19 test. Like very soon before you fly. So I mean, I think these are good restrictions, like allowing tourists if they're proven negative makes sense. Like,
I think that's pretty safe. Of course. And I think it really has to do a lot with these countries. I mean, not all the ones that you've listed, but a lot of these countries that you did list that are small. So it's not gonna be like where there's gonna be millions of people traveling to their country tourism.
I mean, most of these just are countries that survive off tourism anyway. Like, for example, Turkey's like 20% of their economy is tourism. Like Aruba, these islands, it's almost like 100% of their economy is tourism. So I think they sort of had to open up and like had to figure out a way they can open up safely. So
yeah, well, what I mean is like with Turkey, for example, Turkey's a huge economy. You know, it's, what was the point I was trying to make? Like, it's a huge economy, and they're like, there's so much for tourists to come and do, and they have the capacity to really hold all these tourists with all the hotels, you know, different places for them to rent out and stay. But like when you're on these smaller islands like Aruba, St. Martin, I think you said, like these, they have limited real estate for people to come and stay on. So there would be obviously that restriction from the get-go, physical restriction for these, for the amount of people that can even come and stay on the island. So I feel like that in itself is also like a good natural barrier, for better lack of a better term, for these countries to really allow these like corona and virus infected countries to come and visit.
So how is the virus being handled, in your opinion, in like Philly area?
Well, I haven't really. When's the last time I went to Philadelphia? Did I just leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to go.
All right. So, just letting you guys know now, Emery has left once again. But
one day he'll
finish
a podcast.
Yeah, one day he'll.
His attention span will eventually get there.
Yeah, looks like 1 hour is a little too much for him. I mean, he only had 10 minutes left, bro. He should have just finished that out. Anyways, he wasn't saying much towards the end anyways. But Philadelphia, I haven't really been there too much. I think I've been there once, and I didn't really stay too long. I think I was probably just driving by it along 95. But I will say, other areas outside of Philly, like I've been towards Chestnut Hill area, there's not a lot of cars on the roadway, especially on the turnpike. Like the turnpike, like during the morning commutes, during the afternoon commutes, it would be jam-packed for miles. But now, like, there's no traffic at all. Now, like, recently, probably within the last 2-3 weeks, it's kind of been picking up. But it's still not, it's nowhere near the traffic patterns before the COVID-19 and the quarantine. And I feel like that's just because a lot of people are still taking this seriously. And at the same time, a lot of them also are working for companies that do allow remote work. So that's...
Yeah.
Or also they're unemployed.
Or they're unemployed too. But, I mean, aside from that, really, I haven't seen too much, you know, negative things going on in this area.
That's good. I'm glad.
I myself haven't really been out too much, to be honest, so I can't really speak about too many of the places, only to the specific locations I've been to.
What about you, Mer? Have you been around out lately?
A little bit. I've been to the gym recently, mm-hmm. and because I wanted to, like, see how it's like at LA Fitness. So I went with a friend, and it's really not that safe. Like, some people didn't have masks on, and, like, you can't really work out with a mask because you have to breathe mm-hmm. a lot when you're working. So yeah. Everyone puts their mask down as they're doing their workout. So, I mean, I stopped going because, like, I just don't trust it. But, like, everyone's spraying down the machines and whatnot.
Okay, but, so they're at least doing that.
Yeah, they're at least doing that, but I still feel like it's not safe enough to, like, continue going.
You're still probably going to have people that don't spray down the machines. Like,
yeah.
Like, when I used to go to Crunch LA, wherever it was, I would always see a handful of people that use a machine. They'll sweat their balls off and then they won't, like, wipe the machine. They'll look at their sweat and then, like, contemplate it for, like, a couple seconds. They're like, who gives a shit? And then just walk away.
Yeah, I made sure to spray before and after, but I still feel like it's not safe. Yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
So I just stopped going. I just didn't trust it.
Just do some home workouts, bro. Order, like, some couple dumbbells, maybe.
I know, like, but it's just dumbbell. Like, I'm just so lazy at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like everyone gets lazy at home.
Yeah, I think, like, being in the gym, like, so there was this interesting thing that people talk about, like, where you separate certain sections of your house for certain things. Otherwise, like, you get stuck in a sort of mood, like, right, like, you're in the living room, right? And if what you do in the living room is watch TV, your living room becomes the place to watch TV. Your bedroom should stay your bedroom, like, just for sleeping and stuff. Otherwise, like, it can affect your health in ways because, like, you're bringing things into places you're not supposed to. Like, you'll be watching TV in the bed for hours and hours, and then you stay up too late, and then you have trouble sleeping because you're no longer associating the bedroom with where you sleep, but it's, like, where you watch stuff. So I think that's also the problem with working out, right? You go in the gym and you get in the mindset, all right, I'm here to work out. Whereas when you're home, you're like, this is the place I relax. So.
Yeah, it's hard to break that mentality.
I feel personally attacked because I do everything in my bedroom. I watch YouTube, TV shows. I do, like, when I have classes, I do my homework here.
It's so common now that I feel like everyone experiences doing that.
Yeah, I mean, your computer's in your bedroom too, Mer, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? When you're on your computer, you're sitting at the desk as opposed to on the bed, for example.
I mean, that's a good point too.
So you at least, like, still have that separation, right? You cross, once you sit down at the desk, that's where you do your computer stuff, right? You don't take it to the bed. So you still kind of have a distinction, though. I think for Mer, he does watch stuff in bed too, so.
Yeah, I bring my laptop into bed.
Yeah, the bed's for certain occasions, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
We're coming up on an hour right now. Do you guys want to call it there? I feel like conversation's kind of winding down.
Any last thoughts from anyone?
No, I would just, all I want to say is, anyone watching, just try to do your best to be safe. I know a lot of people aren't really taking this seriously. You know, it's not just yourself that you should be worried about, especially, you know, I know a lot of our friends, a lot of them, I shouldn't say a lot of them, some of them are taking it seriously and other young people aren't taking it seriously either because they feel like they're not as, you know, in a dangerous position because they're young and their immune system's strong. But if you're living with your parents or, you know, your grandparents, for example, they are at high risks. Because if you bring it home and God forbid you, you know, give it to your grandfather, your grandmother, or your mom, your dad, and they have some health complications or they're smokers, whatever it is, you know, I mean, no one wants to be the cause of anybody's death, especially your family members. So I feel like it's very important, even if you yourself aren't in danger, to take the precaution to make sure that we're trying our best to be safe.
Yeah, wearing the mask is not about your health as more opposed to everyone else's health. Like,
yes,
the mask more protects others from you than you from others. While it does protect you from others a bit, it protects others from you more. And it's just about taking care of each other and making sure we all stay safe and all do our best to save each other, pretty much. Like, this is a life-threatening disease for many, many people. And while it may target the old more, there's many cases of kids and teenagers and young adults all still dying from it. So it's like, none of us is immune. And it's just, you know, we have to look out for each other as a society and just take care of each other.
Yeah. And as well, to your point, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
But to the point of like us as like young people, there are cases of people that are around our age in the 20s, 30s. There are cases of people dying in that age range, but the ones that do survive too have shown, you know, health complications after recovering from it, whether it's respiratory or whatever part of their body the COVID-19 virus did attack. So it's not like these people are saying how you're literally just getting the flu and then you're recovering and that's it. Like, that's not how it is. It's more complicated than that. It's more dangerous than that. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I know we're not health experts, but it doesn't take too much to really go and listen to the health experts and see what they're saying rather than just listen to some random college students.
Yeah, we're not experts, but at least we can share our own experiences with this and just making sure everyone stays safe, because like professional athletes that have gotten this and had symptoms have had decreased lung capacity, and the truth is we don't even know what the long-term effects of this are. And so it's just better safe than sorry, and just make sure we all take care of each other and do our own parts. You know, it's like, you don't have to sacrifice everything in your life, but you know, just be careful whenever you do something, you go to the store, go outside, everything, just take the necessary precautions and just be safe.
Totally, dude.
Be safe. Stay at home. Wear a mask.
Great advice.
That's all you really need.
From Mert.
Those wise words.
Mert, the healthcare expert.
Damn.
Call me Fossey, dude.
Dr. Mert Fossey. All right. And on that note, guys, we've been the Deep Thought Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. And be safe and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye.
Later.